This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Allergy Alert Program. Here we are on the Good Day Program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Optimistically yours, looking around. I have observed over the years that optimists get paid more. Optimists are healthier. Optimists win elections. Optimists feel better, live longer, have happier families, are better at dealing with uncertainty and change. So, can we turn the switch? Can we make more of you optimistic about the day, the times we live in? Don't listen to all of the... We all have a certain measure, I guess, of this hammering away at us. But why let it take over your life? I certainly have my moments, Captain Curmudgeon. For sure. Mm-hmm. Right? We all have those.
We do. But that's important to keep them as moments, not entire days. How often do... There are sometimes significantly bad days. No doubt about that.
Yeah.
But how often do we say something was a bad day when it was really just 5 bad minutes and we milked it the rest of the day?
Right. Exactly. All right. So let's talk about artificial intelligence and the future. I noticed, interestingly enough, that the fellow in charge of AI at Google... Name is Geoffrey Hinton, H-I-N-T-O-N. He has been with Google since they started. He was their man, their go-to guy when it came to artificial intelligence. He quit yesterday. And as he quit, he issued a warning about artificial intelligence, the stuff that he helped to create. He said at Google, it's all about making money. What enriches the bank account, and they say, Google, that whatever they're working on enriches your lives. I have never been a fan of Google. I don't like the way it's a one-way trip with them. I think I said something to you yesterday, Jay, about having looked for something, and I had to click onto a Google, and now there's all kinds of,
Earth View. I was looking for did an add-on tool. Now you have kind of like an additional search bar that keeps popping things up.
Right. And it's all about Google control, and it keeps asking me, do I want to make Google my, what's the term that they use for your
like the primary browser?
Yeah, right, exactly. And the answer is no, I don't. But how annoying is it that it keeps asking me that? Well, that's not really the issue here. This guy, known as the godfather of AI, has said he's been speaking openly, and that's why he became uncomfortable at Google, because they don't want him to talk about it. So he has been interviewed by several news organizations as to why he left and what the future. He says he's worried because the technology that he created could pose a real threat to all humanity. And I've been saying this since the beginning, not that I'm sticking on my chest, oh, Doug, you're so smart. No, it just bothers me. So I'm going to say that. This guy's 75 years old. As I said, he's been there developing things. He's in charge of what they call deep learning at Google. And so he says that what they've come up with is a mathematical structure that will pull patterns from massive sets of data. And anybody who knows, didn't we have a conversation with Jennifer about this last week? She was doing something on the air on her local program in Los Angeles.
And
they went to use it, and 5 seconds later it knew everything.
Yeah, they created this lie and asked it to create a press release about it, and it pulled all this information and did all of these things. And we've been talking about this a lot of this with TikTok and how the back end of TikTok, how it could be used as spying and using this information, and the Chinese government owns it. Well, that same technology, even though it may not be part of the Chinese government or anything like that, a lot of that same technology is used on Google. It's used on Meta and other things. It's not just solely owned with TikTok.
And this guy is not the only one speaking out about it of authority. The two people who are co-founders of the Center for Humane Technology are all over the place with their concerns about artificial intelligence. It could be, if things go along as they are going along, it's conceivable that I could go on the air and criticize artificial intelligence, and somehow or other, artificial intelligence could get to the source of the program and shut it off. That is a real possibility. So I'm here talking, and all of a sudden my voice goes away. You don't hear it anymore because somehow or other some piece of artificial intelligence views what I'm saying as a threat, and so they cut off the threat by shutting down the ways the program is distributed. Any or all of the ways. This is how scary. This is our lifetime that we're talking about. This is not way down in the future. This is like the Jetsons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like already here. And
work, right.
Elon Musk, who is one of the people who are big in artificial intelligence, is even like, guys, we need to slow down. This is not okay.
We need to stop it. Never mind. Slow it down. And by the way, there is an open letter from the Association for the Advancement of AI signed by 19 leaders of academia, of technology companies, and it warns the public about the risks of AI and the need for collaboration to mitigate some of the things that could happen, changing your healthcare, for example, changing education, changing many different fields, depending on how this is used. Our friends, the Chinese, are trying to develop their own way to advance AI so they can use it to take over the world. That's what's going on. There are a lot of bad actors around, boys and girls, and this is a new tool. This is kind of like a Mission Impossible movie, right? You got to get to the bad guys to keep them from using this, but because it is already so prolific, you got, a lot to think about. And I'm looking at some of the comments here online. Here's a John, somebody identifying himself as John C. says, the problem is not AI or any other technological development. The problem is now and has been that people will use the technology to gain power, wealth, and advantage over others. That is very true. Mm-hmm. So because of this, this week, Senator Edward Markey, who's here in Massachusetts, I usually call him Malarkey because he's full of it, but he and some representatives on both sides of the aisle have introduced this is a bipartisan, bicameral bill called Block Nuclear Launch by AI Act. Think about this. You want to be bothered by when you're having your breakfast, lunch, or dinner today. Think about this. These guys have come up with legislation that would safeguard the nuclear command and control process from being influenced by artificial intelligence to make nuclear launch decisions on its own without any human involvement.
And that's not okay.
Not okay. It's like scary as hell.
Yeah.
When you think about it. Think about that for a second. And the fact that they've come up with this critical focus makes us all think about what other questions do we have and what are we doing to ourselves? Our adversaries are working, as I just said, the Chinese, to create a way to have world domination. So what better way to do it than to figure out how to get into the nuclear shorts of America and use AI to attack whoever, maybe ourselves even. What are we doing to ourselves? What do you think is going to happen? This is not a good idea. There's nothing good about any of this. So unless you really put up a fight this is about humanity. I'm not trying to overcook it because I don't think you can overcook this. the ethical reality of creating artificial intelligence is the ethics of it. Never mind the reality of what happens, the ethics of creating something like this. How do you follow? There's an essay that I saw called Default to Distrust, a new paradigm for engaging with AI models. And in it, the author explores the idea that as there's the generative and regenerative AI stuff. I don't mean to get too much into the weeds, but this is kind of, here's a person that really knows what's going on. He says it's time to consider a new paradigm from default to distrust. In other words, he says the idea that Senator Markey and the others have, they don't want us to be fooled into having a nuclear conflict by artificial intelligence hallucinating. And that's kind of what this is all about. It imagines that there's a threat. Like going back to what I said a few minutes ago, if the artificial intelligence hears me talking negatively about AI, I'm a threat to them, so they eliminate me by cutting off all sources of the audio supply. You got to learn about this for yourself. This should be something, you know, a lot of this pulp that's being taught in public schools and elsewhere. We have, and don't even get me started on education and what isn't happening in most of the educational circles. People are being taught, you know, what to think rather than how to think, and, you know, all of this stuff about Earth Day and things that are going on the planet. Many of them are not true. That's an example, but I come up, this is more interesting, it seems to me. Walmart is using artificial intelligence, listen to this, to negotiate prices with suppliers. Apparently, the artificial intelligence can get a hold of, I mean, it can get a hold of any information. So it searches around to find what the competitors are paying for anything that they're selling, and they go back to the supplier and say, well, we know you're selling it to this guy for X, so you better sell it to us for less than X.
And they're set up to be continuously learning and advancing within themselves. It's going to get out of hand very quickly.
Danger, danger, Will Robinson. It's 18 after the hour.
Progressive presents 10 things on a food truck owner's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Stocking the fridge, prepping the stations, finding employees that get along well, finding employees that actually do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the books, balancing the flavors, having a fresh menu and fresh produce and fresh meat, but never a fresh mouth. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Calms supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's the big deal. Yes, it is. I could be talking about the Doug Steffen Good Day program, or I could be talking about the coronation, which takes place this weekend, Saturday the 6th of May, at Windsor Castle. It's a big time. And so there are a lot of people from this side of the pond that have been invited. Apparently Katy Perry is one of them. So she has been replaced on American Idol because they're doing their live shows now. She's been invited. I wonder who else. Do we have a list of all the Americans that
she's
have been
performing,
invited?
And so is Lionel Richie.
Oh, so both of them are there. Okay. So, listen, this will be a good time, and a big time will be had by all. So, are both the sons going to be there? I think mm-hmm. they are. But their wives? I think Megan is staying back here.
Yeah, Kate will be there. Megan's staying back. And then it's on the same day as Archie's birthday, so as soon as the coronation festivities are done, Harry will head home.
Go back. For the birthday. King Charles wants to honor Prince William and Kate Middleton's daughter, Princess Charlotte, with a royal title upgrade. The situation, a lot of this, there's a new book called Our King Charles III, The Man and the Monarch Revealed. The book writes about the king being thrilled when William and Kate had their baby daughter in 2015. And so focus
has been at her birth too, because she was the first female royal to not lose her place in line by any male heirs born after mm-hmm. her.
So now she's 7. So what does this tee her up? What has Charles done to tee her up? Basically, she's got a new title, right? Isn't there a new kind of a title that goes royal? Some kind of a Royal Duchess?
Yeah, there's a hereditary law that he is granting that will give her the title eventually, Duchess of Edinburgh, which is what the Duke was. Why am I for Princess Anne? No, Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah,
Queen Elizabeth II, yes. I don't know why Princess Anne got in my head. She is the, mm-hmm. what's her title? Princess Royal.
Is that what it is?
That's what her title is.
All I can think of when I see. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, normally it's the Duke of Edinburgh, and anybody who marries the Duke automatically becomes a Duchess. Well, a Duke is ahead of a Duchess, so she is becoming a Duchess in her own right. And when she gets married, I believe her husband would not be a Duke because that's ahead of a Duchess. You know what I mean? So it's like she's the top one of this. So, yeah, it's amazing. It's a senior royal dukedom in the royal family.
All over social media. Anytime anybody mentions a duke, all I can think of in my head is Duke, 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 Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl. All right, so that's that silly stuff. Queen Elizabeth's last project has been ended. It's been, what, 7 or 8 months since she passed away? So Prince William and the King are honoring their mother and grandmother. They planted a tree to mark their mother's life at one of her favorite places. I never have been able to pronounce this correctly. Sandringham, I think it is Sandringham. I think it's Sandringham, a place that Queen loved to visit. The Queen has been responsible for planting millions of trees all across the country. And so there was a kickoff in October of 2021 for her Platinum Jubilee, where a lot of trees were planted. And then after she died, more and more people were doing it. Judi Dench was out with Sir David Attenborough to plant trees in support of the project. A lot of other well-known Brits have gone around the country. So Charles and his mother were actually doing this up in Scotland. And so they've planted the last sapling that was a part of their first project. And it became their last project, but kind of a cool thing to remember your mother. A lot of good things to remember about Queen Elizabeth, for sure. So the big royal deal is this weekend. Da, 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 da.
The ultimate bargain is free. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Before you can fully type the Buy Nothing Project, Google will finish it for you. It's that popular now. Their mission statement is buy less, share more. It makes us all richer and our planet cleaner. You can give away or ask for whatever you want free. Appliances, workout gear, concert and event and travel tickets, and intangibles. Offer the world your photo or poem or short story. Offer people near you that stack of bricks or fish tank you want to get rid of. Check it out at buynothingproject.org and the Buy Nothing app for Apple and Android devices. And poke around Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Get the best podcasts at usapodcasting.com.
USA News, I'm Lance Pryor.
USA News on demand.
On demand.
The Good Day Download.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Download with Doug and Jay Kirshner.
War. All right. We know the roots.
Into the Parabnormal.
Into the Parabnormal.
On demand.
Get it all on demand. Anytime. USApodcasting.com. USApodcasting.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A days-long manhunt for an illegal immigrant accused of murdering five people in Texas is over. Francisco Oropesa has been found and taken into custody late yesterday in the city of Cut and Shoot after the FBI received a tip. The location is about 17 miles west of Cleveland, Texas, where the murders occurred. Greg Capers is the sheriff of San Jacinto County.
The suspect is in custody. I have just left Montgomery County Jail where he was taken. And he has been magistrated. He now will be taken to my jail and where his new residence will be.
Authorities say the suspect was found uninjured, hiding under laundry in a closet. He's been held on $5 million bond and will be charged with five counts of murder. May's full moon is nicknamed the Flower Moon. It takes place on Friday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
The call of the day is to me. Doug Steffen at 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 855-999-3684. Call us with what's on your mind. Almost 35 past on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Good News Department has the story about a family sharing a love of reading, not only with their own children, but children all around the country in a school bus. How appropriate. A colorful school bus. They turned it into an RV, a recreational vehicle. They brought their four children with them and their dog. They have decided to take a year out of their lives to journey around the country to bring books to underserved children in every single state in our country. It's called a Busload of Books Tour. It's visited 45 elementary schools. The couple gives presentations on how they make books and gifts for students. And there are a lot of people that are certainly supporting this, a lot of donors. This is very gratifying. Look at this. This is,
it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Think about this happening in your neighborhood, at your school, if you will. So this family, Matthew Swanson and Robbie Bear, they lived in Maryland, and they just took off.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought their children with them to bring the message. This is something that's so needed, so necessary for people, and not only in schools, but just in general, getting youngsters to read. You grow, I think back to when I was a child, nobody read to me. But I did read to my children, and they're reading to their children. And I don't say that, I'm not taking a shot when I say, nobody read to me. Oh, poor Doug, nobody read to him. Oh, no, that's not why I said it. It just wasn't a reality in my family, in my world. And I was a curious youngster, so fortunately, knock on wood, I was able to, when I went to school, have the teachers encourage me in a way that I'm not sure this is done now. I don't know that it is or it isn't. I just, because I don't have children that are that age. I see how curious my grandson at 8 is and how he's being stimulated, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
By reading and doing things, creating the mind. What's the old expression? A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
It is.
Right? So get them to create. And so this is lots of children's books. 25,000 books they've given away with donations. So this is, I just find this to be very encouraging.
When you
look around, you think about all the discouraging stuff, Jay, that's around. This is very cool, actually.
I don't know if it still exists, but when I was growing up, we had Book It, where it was kind of like a rewards program, and every so many books you would read, you would get a pizza. You go have like a pizza,
really?
Pizza Hut and stuff, and you get this like circle pin that was just so cool, and it was awesome.
I don't know that. I don't know that's. I'm not familiar with that, but I remember reading, going to school. There was a little kindergarten, but I can't remember really much about kindergarten. I remember first grade and through my elementary school and junior high school and how much I thirsted for knowledge without really knowing. I didn't wake up and went, I want to know this. It just happened that that's what put my brain into gear. And over the years, your father was talking to me about this yesterday because I have to do a presentation, at the Talkers Convention, and he didn't think that I was that familiar with the topic. He said, I'll school you. So I said, yeah. And fortunately, when I hear things, that's how I learn as much as anything else, although I read stuff and retain it. I'm fortunate because I have a quick mind, have had all of my life. So much of what I'm exposed to, as you hear on this program, ends up being on the air. Some thought, some experience, something that's relevant, hopefully, to the people listening. After all, if it isn't relevant, why would anybody bother to listen? So that's why we tell you these stories, because we think that education is very important, and we're not sure that what's going on in the public schools is really in the best interests of everybody. I say that, I'll say that for me. I won't say that for Jay. I don't put words in her mouth. She says what she thinks and what she knows.
It's a lot of what to think rather than how to think.
Right.
When children see a lot of different kind of equipment or something, it's not so much, I wonder how that works. It's more of a, I wonder what I can do with this.
Yep. Good things. All right. Well, this is not so good. The First Republic Bank was taken over yesterday by J.C. Morgan, the largest bank in the world. And so they took over deposits. But they didn't take over a lot of the other. They were able to pick and choose. And this is, being a public bank, it had stock. And so the institutional investors that invested in the stock of the bank, not people that had money deposited there, but stockholders, whether it's a common stock or preferred stock, the value of the stock was $115 last week. It's $3.51 today. Basically, the First Republic Bank doesn't exist anymore. And I'm surprised the stock isn't worth zero, because they're wiped out. And stock investors, not the people who have money on deposit in the bank. That's safe. I talked to a friend of mine yesterday who has a lot of money at First Republic Bank, and he said he thought it was okay. But this is, again, more fallout from the collapse of that bank, the Silicon Valley Bank, and then what was the other bank on the East Coast? I'm now trying to remember. I remember Silicon Valley, but there was anyway.
I'm picturing it, and I can't get to it. Mm-hmm.
So the person, the CEO, James Dimon, at J.P. Morgan, says that the crisis is now over. The banks that were most vulnerable have been purchased, and I think that J.P. Morgan was able to, I think they bought up two of the three banks, and they got other banks to put money into these banks to hold them together, and then they took the opportunity, business being what it is, to buy them all up, to buy out the stock and own the stock, and therefore they own the bank. So J.P. Morgan Chase has picked up $173 billion worth of loans and $30 billion in securities. So all this did was make them, they were the largest bank, so they're now just larger. That's all. But this is, you go back to 2008 and remember what a fiasco that was, because the government hadn't done its job, and George Bush was a clown, you know, when it came to this kind of thing. He didn't understand it. He had bad people around him like Dick Cheney, and so they made a complete mess of this, and that's why when Obama came into office, at first he didn't really know what to do either. Nobody knew what to do. And so that's why the global markets went down as badly as they did, and that's why we... Mm-hmm. People called it a recession. In my business, it was a complete depression. It was the worst economy for advertising that has since, you know, people started keeping those records. And so when you look at First Republic's failure, the stockholders are the ones that are not doing too well. Anyway, it's part of the transition.
Well, I thought that there were more laws in place to kind of hinder any potential.
Well, there were laws passed after 2010, but obviously these people were not honoring, they weren't going by the law. You see, here it is again. What I know, my friend, the president of my little local bank, and I were talking about this yesterday, about how the government, both the state and the feds, are all over these little banks all the time. But where are they when it comes to the big banks? Where were the regulators who were supposed to be overseeing what went on at these three banks? They weren't, because they were too big. The expression, remember, from 2010, they're too big to fail? Well, hello, I got news for you. They were too big to fail. And so then we wonder, people say, well, J.P. Morgan Chase, they're buying up all this stuff. What's going to happen to them? Well, the government wasn't going to seize these banks. Well, they did kind of seize them, but they then turned the assets over, which is something they couldn't do in 2010, as I recall. I don't remember all the pieces of it, but it was all, you know, the government, the government, the government, the government. And so I guess you expect, if the government is supposed to be here to regulate stuff, that they apparently weren't doing the job, and they don't do the job, and not only in banking, but generally speaking, I can talk to the small farmers get it in the neck from regulators because it's easy to go in and chase them around. But the big mega ag companies, they laugh at the regulators. What are you going to do? If you didn't think they were laughing at them, then you aren't paying attention to what's going on these big 20,000 cow dairies that are producing the kind of crap that you're drinking, and the government's not really there at all. Most of them have illegal aliens working in them, and, you know, yada, yada. That reminds me, this week there's a lot of focus in Texas on those six people that were murdered by this other illegal. And so Governor Abbott went out of his way. Well, I don't know if I'd say it's not fair to say he went out of his way, but he stuck his foot in his mouth by calling attention to the fact that people that were killed were all illegals, as if they didn't matter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although
it diminishes their...
Yeah, and it wasn't smart.
Yeah, their humanity.
Yeah. And the sheriff, though, of that county countered the governor by saying these are people that were in his county. My heart goes out to all of them, whether they were illegal or not. They still are human beings, and they have been murdered. So I'm going to go find the guy that did it. And that the guy that did it was another illegal alien. So, yeah, there's, I think I will catch myself sometimes saying this in my own way in terms of illegal aliens or whatever you want to call them, undocumented.
Undocumented citizens.
Political correct way of, they're illegal, illegally. I don't like it. I don't like us offering them services. I don't like the fact they can get in here early or without, you know, having to really work at it. Those things I don't like, but they are human beings and they deserve not necessarily a free ride to come into America, but they don't deserve to get murdered when they come into our country by one of their own. And even if it had been one of their own, this is not appropriate. There's way too much violence here. And that begs the question, what do they want to come here for? There's so much violence. These other countries say, well, look at America. So what are these people coming here for?
Because it's still not as bad as where they are running away from.
Hello. There's a lesson in this for these countries that are saying, oh, why are you going there? From Arizona comes this news. Mother hospitalized after she and her two children were attacked by bees during a family photo shoot. But quick thinking helped protect them. Attack took place in the Buckeye Valley area. Lots of pictures being taken.
Mm-hmm.
Mother rushed to her children to get them out before they got the brunt of all the stings. Right. Yeah. But this is, can happen. You get into an area and you run over a bee's nest. Let's say I've done this on the farm a lot of times. They'll come after you, man, and they'll just whack you. So if you're allergic, bad news. So good for her. She protected her children at the expense of herself. 48 after on Good Day.
The bigger your 401k, the better your retirement, right? Wrong. The fact is, with proposed new taxes, another market crash, inflation, and rising healthcare costs, you could be forced to downsize your retirement. Discover the secret savvy investors are turning to for retirement security. A new 401k law that unlocks an ingenious retirement protection plan that could protect your savings from inflation and a stock market downturn while boosting your retirement income as much as 40%. It's all laid out in simple language in a new book from Josh Melberg. His insightful guide is your roadmap to retiring with confidence, and it's yours free with one call. Don't risk a lifetime of work building your retirement. This little-known retirement protection plan could safeguard your wealth and boost your retirement up to 40%. For your free copy of Guarantee Your Retirement by Josh Melberg, call now. Call 800-804-3595. That's 800-804-3595. 800-804-3595.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you pay for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Another segment of Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. He invites me to go on with him, and I invite him to go on with me. So we have this mutual admiration society built around trust when it comes to information about food, when it comes to information about your health and your well-being. And I always invite you to go to the podcast that we have, Good Day Health with Dr. Jack. One of the more recent ones focuses on chronic diseases that have increased dramatically in young people, the whys and the wherefores of that, on a Good Day Health Show podcast that you can get at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. You're still doing your Forbidden Doctor podcast, or is that basically your radio program? What's the scoop with
the local radio show now is taking that, as it was before.
So how is, what's, is there a highlight of that? You still talk about the usual health foods and how to be healthy and all of that. But
They're all recorded there at ForbiddenDoctor.com under radio show.
Yeah, okay. So there you go. We've helped people, again, immensely, courtesy of Dr. Jack. Again, all the information is free at GoodDayHealthShow.com or wherever else you get your podcasts. Here's an update on food. This should be something, Jay, that we put into our Food Farm Family website as well. I was asking Jack earlier about evening primrose oil, something that I've been taking for a long time, but I don't remember what he told me about it. So coincidentally, he has been studying healthy fats. So what would be included? You said evening primrose oil is a healthy fat. So what's it come from? If it's
It comes from the plant evening primrose.
Oh, okay. Because it looks just like fish oil. I don't know that it tastes like it.
Well, it is. It's an important omega fatty acid. It's very fragile. It doesn't last very long. I mean, you have to be careful of the source where you get it from.
Yeah. But standard process that you represent, that's where I get it from. I get it from you, and you get it from standard process. Do they go rancid if you don't take care? Is that what happens to them?
Well, yes, because they break down quickly in the presence of oxygen.
Right.
So they have to, it has to be kept kept away. Usually you get it, well, obviously in a liquid form, in a dark jar, you know, a smoky brown dark jar.
Right.
And you keep it away from heat. And I take about, two or three of them a week. There's other oils that I take more of, like tuna omega-3 for the omega-3 fatty acids.
Somebody else's standard process has.
Yeah, there's a blood test you can do to find out the level of omega-3 fatty acids that your brain desperately needs.
Right.
And most Americans are not getting the diet that promote good omega-3s. So I supplement with tuna omega, and I think I get that to you as well.
So you and Ken Kronhaus agree on the Mediterranean diet.
Oh, for the most part,
because it has all the fats in it.
Yep.
Reverses depression, and so is beside evening primrose. What are some of the other fatty, healthy fats that you want people to take?
Anything that is promoted as an omega-3 or omega-6.
Olive oil?
Well, olive oil is heavy in omega-9.
Yeah.
But it has 3 and 6 and 9. All the oils, all these good plant oils, not the bad things, you know, like soybean and canola. Those are bad oils. They will hurt you. You should have nothing to do with those oils.
Nothing to do with them.
Although they're in most of the processed foods that we eat.
Yeah.
Because of the way they're processed.
Yeah.
The way that they're processed, the good parts of the oils have been removed. And they're tasteless, which is what a lot of cooks and chefs like, because they want oil in their foods for frying or whatever else without taste, so that the taste of the actual, you know, the food that they bring in, the expensive stuff, isn't covered up by the taste of an oil, like olive oil will do.
Yeah.
But olive oil has so many other ingredients in it, besides the good fats, that it's probably the healthiest oil that comes from a vegetable. The healthiest oil, and then all animal fats, almost all animal fats are very good for you. Don't buy into this nonsense that, you know, the fat that's in a steak is going to end up in the fat in your blood. That's absolute nonsense. But it's sold.
It flies sold in the face of what you get from a lot of conventional doctors, though, for sure.
Yeah, well, the digestive system doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like people, I can go off in the weeds here in a hurry. But evening primrose, black currant seed, any fish oil, these are all wonderful for the brain.
And you can get those from Standard Process through jack@forbiddendoctor.com. How's that? Jack brought to you in part today by Balance 7. Get it and balance your body. 800-793-9039. It's 59 past the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.